Roy Orbison, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, www.wikipedia.org. Recorded on April 21st, 2005. Table of Contents. Biography, including other artists, international fame, the 1980s, tragedies, his death. Miscellaneous achievements. Lists of video and televised feature performances. 45 RPM partial discography, primary 33 and a third RPM albums, and obscure favorites among connoisseurs. Finally, external links and further reading. Roy Kelton Orbison, who was born April 23, 1936, and died December 6, 1988, nicknamed the Big O, was an influential American singer-songwriter and a pioneer of rock and roll whose recording career spanned more than 30 years. Born in Vernon, Texas, he was raised in the tiny oil town of Wink, with music a part of his family life. Two misconceptions stubbornly continue to surface about Roy. One, that he was an albino, and two, that he wore his trademark dark glasses because he was blind, or nearly so. Neither are correct, although his myopia required thick corrective lenses. At age 13, he organized his first band, the Wink Westerners, and when not singing with the band, he spent his time playing guitar and writing songs. Recognizing that a career in music was a long shot, after graduating high school, the group disbanded, and Roy went to North Texas State College. In 1955, Orbison left college, determined to give music a serious try. With a new band named the Teen Kings, he headed for Memphis, Tennessee, and to Sun Records. There, Orbison, along with Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, Johnny Cash, and Elvis Presley, recorded for Sam Phillips. Many of the earliest songs he recorded were produced by Sam Phillips, but the rockabilly and blues sounds of Sun's artists did not bring Orbison much success, and his career seemed over. For a time, he worked at Acuff Rose Music in Nashville, Tennessee, as a songwriter, but eventually Chet Atkins referred him to Fred Foster, the owner of Monument Records. There, Foster encouraged Orbison to break from his established style. Under Foster's guidance, he began writing his own songs, alone or in collaboration with Joe Melson, and later, Bill Dees, developing his signature operatic voice and creating a sound unheard of in rock and roll at the time. With the release of Only the Lonely and its immediate rise to the top of the charts, Roy Orbison would go on to become an international rock and roll star. Throughout Orbison's stay at Monument Records, his backup band was a group of all-star studio musicians led by Bob Moore. The play of Orbison's voice against the dynamic yet uncluttered sound of the band gave Orbison's records a unique, identifiable sound. Orbison is most remembered for his ballads of lost love, and within the music community, he is revered for his songwriting abilities. Master record producer and Orbison fan Don Wass, commenting on Orbison's writing skills, said, quote, "He defied the rules of modern composition," unquote. Songwriter Bernie Taupin, composer of many lyrics for Elton John and others, referred to Orbison as far ahead of the times, creating lyrics and music in a manner that broke with all traditions. Roy Orbison's three-octave vocal range was impressive, and his songs were melodically and rhythmically advanced and lyrically sophisticated. Three songs written and recorded by Orbison, Only the Lonely, Oh Pretty Woman, and Crying, are in the Grammy Hall of Fame. In 2004, Rolling Stone magazine named those three songs, plus In Dreams, on its list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. In 1989, Roy Orbison was inducted posthumously into the National Academy of Popular Music Songwriters Hall of Fame. Elvis Presley called Roy, quote, "the greatest singer in the world," unquote, from on stage in Las Vegas in 1976. Barry Gibb of the Bee Gees referred to Orbison as, quote, "the voice of God," unquote. Multiple Academy Award-winning songwriter Will Jennings, writer of My Heart Will Go On from the Titanic soundtrack, called him, quote, "poet, a songwriter, a vision," unquote, after working together writing Roy's song Wild Hearts for the 1985 motion picture Insignificance. A powerful influence on his contemporaries, such as the Rolling Stones, in 1963 Orbison headlined a European tour with the Beatles, becoming lifelong friends with the band, in particular with John Lennon and George Harrison. Orbison would later record with them both. During their tour of Europe, an impressed Roy Orbison encouraged the Beatles to come to the United States. When they finally decided to try America, they asked Orbison to manage their first tour, but his own schedule forced him to turn down what was to become an astounding success. Even as the British invasion swept America in 1964, Orbison's single, Oh Pretty Woman, broke the Beatles' stranglehold on the top 10, soaring to number one on the Billboard charts. The smash hit record sold more copies in its first 10 days of release than any 45 RPM up to that time, and would go on to sell more than 7 million copies. In 1966, Roy Orbison signed a contract with MGM Records and starred in MGM Studios' Western musical motion picture The Fastest Guitar Alive, in which he would perform several songs from an album of the same name. Roy Orbison wrote and recorded numerous songs specifically for motion pictures, and many of his hit songs became part of motion picture soundtracks, the most famous of which is the blockbuster film Pretty Woman. Named for his song, the music was integral to the movie that brought fame to actress Julia Roberts. As well, his hit song In Dreams was used extensively in the David Lynch film Blue Velvet. Lynch also featured a Spanish version of Crying in his film Mulholland Drive. Other artists. A number of other artists have recorded songs written by Orbison, including the Everly Brothers, Don Gibson, Linda Ronstadt, Don McLean, Mireille Mathieu, Chris Isaak, Dwight Yoakam, and Van Halen. Singer Sonny James would have a number one hit on the country music charts with a cover of Orbison's Only the Lonely. International fame. Roy Orbison first toured Australia with the Rolling Stones in 1963 and would build a devout following there. A few songs that had only reasonable success in North America, such as Penny Arcade and Working for the Man, would go to number one on the Australian charts. Similarly, he was enormously popular in England, logging 3 number one hit singles, and was several times voted top male vocalist of the year. His popularity extended to Germany, and he recorded his hit song Mama in Germany. Even behind the Iron Curtain, his records were in great demand on the black market. In France, he was viewed as the master of the ballad of lost love in the vein of that country's most popular singer, Edith Piaf, and a cover version of Orbison's Blue Bayou, sung in French by Mireille Mathieu, went to the top of France's recording charts. Adoring fans in the Netherlands founded his largest worldwide fan club. Much loved in Belgium, at an award ceremony in Antwerp a few days before his passing, Roy Orbison gave his only public rendition of the hit, You Got It, to the thundering applause of a huge crowd. Adopted by intensely loyal fans in Ireland, where he continued to perform despite the constant terrorist activities, his powerful rendition of the ancient Irish folk ballad Danny Boy on the 1972 Memphis album is considered one of the best recordings ever made of this much-recorded song. The 1980s. In 1980, he teamed up with Emmylou Harris to win the 1981 Grammy Award for Best Country Performance by a duo or group with vocal for their song That Lovin' You Feelin' Again. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987, the induction speech made by his devout follower, Bruce Springsteen. That year, he recorded his 1961 hit song, Crying, as a duet with K.D. Lang for the soundtrack of the motion picture, Hiding Out. The song would earn the Grammy Award for Best Country Collaboration with Vocals. Described as a cinematographic masterpiece, 1988's black-and-white Cinemax television special titled Roy Orbison and Friends, A Black-and-White Night, brought Orbison a whole new generation of fans. Put together by musical director T-Bone Burnett, Orbison was accompanied by a who's who supporting cast, all fans and all volunteers who lobbied to participate. On piano was Glenn Hardin, who had played for Buddy Holly as well as for years for Elvis Presley, plus master guitarist James Burton. Male background vocals with some on guitar were Bruce Springsteen, Tom Waits, Elvis Costello, Jackson Browne, J.D. Souther, Stephen Soles, with K.D. Lang, Jennifer Warnes, and Bonnie Raitt singing the female background vocals. Shortly after this critically acclaimed performance, while working with Jeff Lynne on tracks for a new album, Orbison joined Bob Dylan, George Harrison, Jeff Lynne, and Tom Petty to form the Traveling Wilburys, achieving substantial commercial and critical success. Subsequently, a new solo album was recorded, titled Mystery Girl. It was produced by Orbison and Mike Campbell of the Heartbreakers, Jeff Lynne, and one track by U2's Bono, who copies Orbison's trademark dark glasses. The album was released posthumously in 1989. Tragedies. Roy Orbison's life was filled with personal tragedies. His first wife, Claudette Frady, died in a 1966 motorcycle accident. the Everly Brothers hit Claudette had been written about her by Roy. 2 years later, the family home at Old Hickory Lake in Hendersonville, Tennessee, burned to the ground while Roy was touring in England, and two of his three young sons, Anthony and Roy Jr., died in the fire. The youngest boy, Wesley, at the time only three, was saved by Roy's parents. These events affected him profoundly, but after a few years he would continue to play to loyal audiences all across the globe. Tragedy would strike again when, in 1973, Orbison's elder brother, Grady Lee Orbison, died in a motor vehicle accident in Henderson, Tennessee, when on his way to visit Roy for Thanksgiving. His death. Several years after having had bypass surgery, Orbison suffered a massive heart attack and passed away at the age of only 52 while visiting his mother's home in the Nashville, Tennessee suburb of Hendersonville on December 6, 1988, before his last album, Mystery Girl, could be released. Both the album and the single from it, You Got It, were hits, and are generally regarded as Orbison's best work since his success of the 1960s. He was the posthumous winner of the 1991 Grammy Award for Best Male Pop Vocal Performance, and in 1992 the popular I Drove All Night and Heartbreak Radio appeared on the posthumous album King of Hearts, produced by Jeff Lynne. At the direction of his second wife, Barbara, Roy Orbison was interred December 15, 1988, in the Westwood Village Memorial Park Cemetery in Westwood, California. His two sons and their mother Claudette, who predeceased him, had been laid to rest at his request in the Woodlawn Memorial Park Cemetery in Nashville, Tennessee. Miscellaneous achievements. Roy Orbison is one of only two singers to ever simultaneously have two top five albums on the Billboard charts. The other is Elvis Presley. He was also well known in the much smaller world of radio-controlled model aircraft as a champion modeler and flyer. Video and televised feature performances. 1972, Roy Orbison live from Australia. 1982, Roy Orbison live at Austin City Limits. 1987, Roy Orbison and Friends, A Black and White Night. 1999, In Dreams, The Roy Orbison Story. 45 RPM partial discography, with chart positions from the Billboard Pop Chart. 1956, Oobie Doobie, reached number 56. 1960, Uptown. 1960, Only the Lonely, which reached number 2. 1960, Blue Angel, number 9. 1961, Running Scared, which reached number 1. 1961, Crying, number 2. 1961, Candyman, reached number 25. 1962, Dream Baby, number 4. 1962, Leah, number 25. 1962, Mama. 1962, Working for the Man, number 33. 1963, In Dreams, number 7. 1963, Falling, number 22. 1963, Blue Bayou, number 29. 1963, Mean Woman Blues, number 5. 1964, Pretty Paper, number 15. 1964, It's Over, number 9. 1964, Oh Pretty Woman, number 1. See article for Supreme Court of the United States decision regarding fair use regarding this song. 1964, What I'd Say. 1965, Right Away, number 25. 1965, Good Night, number 21. 1965, Crawling Back, number 46. 1980, That Love and Feeling Again, number 55, Grammy Award winning duet with Emmylou Harris. 1988, Handle with Care, number 45, The Traveling Wilburys. 1989, You Got It, number 9. Primary, 33 and a third RPM records. 1961, Roy Orbison at the Rock House and Lonely and Blue. 1962, Crying and Roy Orbison's Greatest Hits. 1963, In Dreams. 1964, Early Orbison and More of Roy Orbison's Greatest Hits. 1965, Orbisongs and There's Only One Roy Orbison. 1966, The Orbison Way and The Classic Roy Orbison. 1967, Roy Orbison Sings Don Gibson, The Fastest Guitar Alive and Crying Softly Lonely One. 1969, Roy Orbison's Many Moods. 1970, The Big O, The Great Songs Roy Orbison and Hank Williams, The Roy Orbison Way. 1972, Roy Orbison Sings, and Memphis. 1973, Milestones. 1975, I'm Still in Love with You. 1977, Regeneration. 1979, Laminar Flow. 1986, Class of 55, with Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis. 1987, In Dreams, The Greatest Hits. 1988, For the Lonely, a Roy Orbison anthology, and Traveling Wilburys, Volume 1, with George Harrison, Jeff Lynne, Tom Petty, Bob Dylan. 1989, Mystery Girl, Our Love Song, Best Love Standards, Rare Orbison, The Sun Years, and A Black and White Night Live. And 1992, King of Hearts. Obscure Favorites Among Connoisseurs. 1960, Love Hurts. 62, Summer Song. 63, Distant Drums. 65, Sleepy Hollow. 66, Lana. 66, Communication Breakdown. 67, Crying Softly, Lonely One. 67, The Fastest Guitar Alive. 69, Southbound Jericho Parkway, A Sad Tale of Loneliness and Suicide. 68, Walk On. 69, Penny Arcade. 72, Harlem Woman. Indian Summer, with Larry Gatlin. 1988, Not Alone Anymore, The Traveling Wilburys. 1989, Real World, The Answer to In Dreams, written with Will Jennings. 1989, A Love So Beautiful. 1989, Careless Heart. My Friend, and Love Star. External links. The official Roy Orbison website. www.orbison.com. A discography. www.hotshotdigital.com/oldrock/royorbisondisco.html. Roy Orbison, Denmark. roy.orbison.dk. Further reading. Colin Escott, Roadkill on the Three Chord Highway, published by Rutledge, 2002. Recorded April 21st, 2005. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.